The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, says the agency needs extra budgetary contributions of some $8 million for its task to monitor Iran's nuclear activities as part of the landmark deal reached between the Islamic Republic and the six world powers. Amano also says that the agency may ask to set up temporary offices in Iran that would provide logistical support.
There will be much more work and more travel for safeguard staff dealing with Iran. In fact, we will need to nearly double the staff resources devoted to verification in Iran.
Amano says the landmark deal, which took effect on the 20th of January, is an important step towards achieving a comprehensive solution to Iran's nuclear program. But he added there is still a long way to go. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the Board of Governors meeting, Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, Reza Najafi, briefed reporters on the nuclear agreement.
The interim agreement is not a main goal in itself, but it is a means aimed at achieving a long-term comprehensive solution.
The IAEA confirmed on Monday that Iran has halted enrichment of 20% enriched uranium under the Geneva Agreement. The European Union responded with lifting some of its economic sanctions against Iran. These measures are regarded as the first steps of the historic agreement reached between Iran, the United States, China, Russia, Britain, France, and Germany last November. Talks of a comprehensive deal will start in February when the IAEA and Iran meet again. Reports of further development will be presented at the next Board of Governors meeting in March. Sarah Shakili, Press TV, Vienna.